You are now listening to the Country Time Podcast.
On Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Country Time Podcast. As you know, I am your host, Jeremiah Penrod, joined here always by Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly.
What up, Indianapolis? Jeremiah, it is an honor, and I'm so happy that we're finally back on the Country Time Podcast. Folks, I know it has been a while, but we're going to kick this episode off with the king of rock and roll. You guys know him as Elvis Presley.
Little bit about him. He was born in Tupelo, Mississippi, January 8th, 1935, which is kind of funny because my brother was born on January 7th.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, he's just shy of Elvis's birthday, and I like to rag on him a little bit about that.
I mean, he's the king of rock and roll after all. I mean, Elvis Presley, I mean,
yeah,
he's that guy, bud.
He had a brother that most people don't know about. Unfortunately, he was actually stillborn. And he didn't make it.
Yeah.
So the Presleys, they didn't then move to Memphis, Tennessee in 1948, and Elvis graduated high school in 53. 1954, he began his music career at Sun Records. You all know it as a place where him and Johnny Cash got their start.
Oh. Forgetting Jerry Lee Lewis also was a part of Sun Records. Great Balls of Fire? I mean, that is such a fantastic song. The whole gang of Sun Records was absolutely amazing, especially in the 50s and 60s. And hearing them on the radio, they were just a dynamic duo. Carl Perkins, there's so many other artists I'm not mentioning that were part of Sun Records.
Pretty much, if you wanted to get your start, Sun Records was the place to go.
Especially in the blues and early rock and early country music, Sun Records was the place.
They were the go-to. Anyways, in 1955, he actually sold his contract to RCA, and 56, he was internationally famous. Literally, within 2 years... he became the king, known all over the world.
Oh, yeah, the king of rock and roll. I mean, you mentioned, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, and, you know, his life. He hung out on Beale Street, and, you know, that's back then, you know, being a, you know, white person, hanging out on Beale Street, you know, he had a lot of backlash for that, and he grew up listening to the blues, a lot of African-American music, and he, you know, had a lot of backlash for it because he was hanging out with African Americans. And during this time, it was probably one of the worst times in American history. Segregation was still a thing. But, you know, Elvis Presley did what he did and he hung out with the people he wanted to hang out with. That's how he got inspired to be in the music industry.
Not to mention the backlash he got for them funky moves.
Oh, yeah, because they were quote unquote, African-American-like, and that's just absolutely horrific. Just all the backlash. He was just dancing. Like, that's what he did. That's how he put on a show, was his dance moves. That's how he got the crowd engaged. But the state government of Tennessee, and I'm just think maybe the federal government was involved as well, but definitely the state of Tennessee was not a fan of his dance moves. I know the governor wasn't whatsoever, and just the whole government in Tennessee was just like, we're not having this. We're not having this. You can't do this, or you're going to be in some trouble if you do these dance moves on stage.
They might have not been having it, but you know who was? Movie industry, as he starred in almost 33 successful movies. Many record-breaking concert performances on his many tours. He has sold over 1 billion records globally. American sales earned him gold, platinum, and multi-platinum awards. 14 Grammy nominations with 3 wins on his part. At the age of 36. Now, I don't know about you, but a 36-year-old winning 3 Grammys during this time.
Yeah. That's insane.
Incredible. Not to mention, he was also named one of the 10 outstanding young men of the nation for 1970 by the United States JCs. And, little known fact, he served in the U.S. Army.
Yeah, because of his dance moves on stage in one of his concerts, he did dance moves, and there was a final straw with the Tennessee government, and, like, you either go to jail or you join the military. So, pick your poison here. So, he ended up going to the military, United States Army, in 1958, during the height of his fame as a rock and roll singer and actor. Elvis was assigned to the 3rd Armored Division and stationed in Fremberg, Germany. Also, another known fact, he met Priscilla Presley during this time when he was in the Army.
Also, he had been he has now been inducted into 5 different Hall of Fames: the rock and roll, country, gospel, rockabilly, and R&B. Combined albums and singles, he has over 150.
Wow.
He still holds the record for the most top 40 hits, 114 total top 40s. And he has only performed in 3 cities outside of the United States. That's Ottawa, Vancouver, and Toronto.
So all in Canada.
Yes, all in Canada. Which is kind of funny because he is literally known all across the globe and he only traveled to one other country.
Yeah. You bring up R&B, which, you know, R&B and soul. That's just something I really don't think a lot with Elvis. I never knew that he was in the R&B Hall of Fame. I know he is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, having a fantastic display in Cleveland, Ohio, where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is based at, but I never really thought of Elvis being in the R&B, because you think of R&B, you know, you think of New Edition, especially R&B and soul, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, so many other great artists that were, you know, R&B, Marvin Gaye as well, but you would never really think of Elvis whatsoever.
Yeah. Also, something pretty cool, Elvis is the only musical artist to be honored with 2, not one, 2, United States Postal Service commemorative stamps.
That's pretty sick.
That's in 1993 and 2015.
Bring them back. Bring the stamps back. Bring the stamps back. I love to have some Elvis stamps. Fun fact, I am wearing my Elvis Presley 1968 comeback special. Jeremiah, what do you think of the fit right now, bud?
I mean, it's Elvis. It's we're Elvis. On an Elvis yeah, podcast.
Gotta rep Elvis, nice. Baby. So I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last spring break. I bought some Elvis Presley socks, and I only wear them on special occasions. And they have his name Elvis with stars and black stripes. I'm only wearing these on special occasions. So, you know, when I'm going on a date, repping my Elvis socks. You already know, baby. Or dressing up, repping the Elvis socks for good luck. Gold stars, black stripes, and his name on socks. Doesn't get any better than that, bud.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't see him on your feed this time.
No, they're somewhere in my sock drawer. I got to dig through it to find them. But I have the Elvis shirt on, though.
Yeah, we got the shirt. And since he's got the shirt, he's going to be reading off some of his albums, most famous songs, and some of his movies. Take it away.
All right, thanks, buddy. Elvis Presley album sales. Elvis Presley has sold over 162,486,784 albums. That's insane.
That's
amazing.
Why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Exactly, Jeremiah. Including 139,450,001 in the United States and 10,120,000 in the United Kingdom. This is about to blow your mind, folks. Elvis Presley's best-selling album was released in 1957, Elvis's Christmas album, It's Christmas Time. 17,220,000 albums were sold. Absolutely insane. A Christmas album, Jeremiah. I wouldn't have thought about that. Elvis's highest selling album of all time is a Christmas album?
Well, you got to be thinking. There probably isn't that many Christmas
no,
albums.
No, I'm not. Yeah. And the album back then is absolutely fantastic. Oh, I love the album. Album's great. I'm just very surprised.
Back when they still had original music to
exactly,
think of.
Exactly. But it's a great album. Fantastic album.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, Elvis 30 Number One Hits 2002 was released. It's kind of like a compilation. Mm-hmm. 11,722,262 sales. Number three, Elvis Golden Records, Volume 1, released in 1958. Sales were 6,160,000. Number four, Aloha from Hawaii, 1973. His sales were 5,366,370 albums. And then his fifth highest selling album was in 1973. It was just called Elvis. 5 million sales were on this album. It went from, which is kind of funny, it went from Aloha from Hawaii, and then his fifth highest selling album was just his name on the album cover. Just Elvis.
I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, you want sales, you at least got to sell your product. And if your product is your voice, I mean.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going to go over Elvis Presley's number one hits. This is according to Billboard.com. He's had 7 number one hits in his career. I'm about to go over them right now. It's Now or Never, released in 1960. Was on Billboard's Hot 100 for 5 weeks at number one. Are You Lonesome Tonight? Released in 1960 as well, was at number one for 6 weeks. Number three was Stuck on You, which was also released in 1960. It was on number one for 4 weeks. Number four was Suspicious Minds. That is a fantastic song. I love that song. Released in 1969, was number one only for 1 week. A Big Hunk of Love was released in 1959. It was number one for 2 weeks. Good Luck Charm was released in 1962 and was number one for 2 weeks. I'm going to keep scrolling down here. Surrender was released in 1961 and it was number one for 2 weeks. And that's going to round up Elvis Presley's 7 number one hits. And he's also had 25 top 10 hits, which also blows my mind that Burning Love or Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog, Kentucky Rain, Don't Be Cruel are not Elvis Presley's number one hits.
All of those are an absolutely amazing songs. I know almost all of them. And yeah, that surprised me too. But I mean, it's what the people want.
Hey, and he's also released 109 songs in his career.
Unfortunately, we don't have the time to go over all of them.
Yeah, exactly. That'd take me a really long time. But I am going to go over some of Elvis Presley's famous movies. Love Me Tender, his first movie released in 1956. You know the song Love Me Tender? I mean, it's pretty simple. That's from Love Me Tender, the movie. Jailhouse Rock. Another great movie released in 1957. That's how you get the song Jailhouse Rock. What else? I have another movie, Girls, 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 not the Motley Crue version, the movie version.
Made one mistake and he's not letting me get out of it.
Nope. Jeremiah today was like, Is Girls, Girls, Girls released by Poison? No, man.
It Molly Crue.
I know.
Like a Poison song.
I know. Girls, Girls, Girls was released in 1962, featuring one of my favorite songs of all time, Return to Sender. Another movie that's pretty popular as well, G.I. Blues, released in 1960. I'm going to round it out here with Viva Las Vegas, released in 1964.
And I know something a little interesting. He has a few movies about him.
Yeah, exactly. He does have a few movies about him as well.
We don't happen to have that list, do we?
Oh, I can get it real quick here, bud. I know that there's a movie released in 1970, and it was about his, just like, going through, like, his performances and going through his rehearsals before the performances. Get that pulled up real quick. Here we go. Yeah, here's movies about Elvis Presley himself.
How many are there?
There's a lot.
I know there's
There's a lot here. Some of his movies, that are about him. I'm going to go with, Elvis, That's the Way It Is, released in 1970. That's what I was talking about earlier through rehearsals and et cetera. Mm-hmm. Then you have Elvis 68 Comeback Special. I'd love to have that on DVD. I mean, that'd be absolutely amazing to have that performance on DVD. He also has concert documentary, Elvis on Tour in 1972, Aloha from Hawaii in 1973, 1979 was just Elvis.
Then there was that new one that came out not too long ago.
Yeah. These are having Elvis, the actor Elvis Presley in them. La Classe America. You want to try to pronounce right. that?
La Classe Americana.
Which was released in 1993, which this was after Elvis Presley had passed away. He had passed away in 1977, which we'll get into later. Elvis, released in 2022, featuring Austin Butler as Elvis, Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker. What a fantastic movie it is. Talking about Elvis's life. And it was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, I definitely recommend going to see this movie.
Yeah. Closing out here with his final concert in 1977 on June 26th, actually here at the Market Square Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. He closed that concert out, and you gotta wonder if he kind of knew what was gonna happen, because he brought everybody out, name, and like he named them by name, what they did, and it was... Looking back now, it's kind of heartbreaking, like, just kind of, you get emotional over it, but, like, that was an interesting end to his whole career right there.
I mean, he could have really went, he really wanted to go to Europe and perform. That's what he really wanted to do. He never really got to do that. You bring up Tom Parker, Colonel Tom Parker. If you watch the Elvis movie, he basically signs Elvis away. He signs him off to perform in Las Vegas for forever and do tours. Like, I mean, it's like $1 million a week, but it's seven nights a week. So he's performing back to back to back to back to back. And it took a physical toll on his body. Then he started getting the drugs to try to, you know, stay really young and be able to do all these performances that are, you know, when he's getting to his 40s, he's also getting a little overweight as well. Plus, he was divorced by Priscilla as well. So, a lot of rough stuff for Elvis Presley in the later years of his life. And he would end up passing away right after the concert in Market Square Arena in 1977 in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah, and like I said, that was... It was probably one of his better ones, though. Like, it was a good concert.
I've seen, like, live footage of it. He does not look good. He did not
look good. But at the
very end, he put on
a
show. He put on a show for the fans. He absolutely loved his fans.
You gotta love him for that one.
Yep.
And as we said, the news came on August 16th, 1977. Elvis died at the age of 42.
Yeah, 42 years old, ladies and gentlemen. It's so unfortunate the king of rock and roll had to die at such an early age in his life. Especially, you know, he's going through so much, like the drugs, you know, consistently having to perform, the divorce with Priscilla. I mean, also, I'm not even putting in the fact that his daughter, he couldn't even see his daughter either.
Mm. If only he had someone like June Carter.
Yeah.
With Johnny Cash to help him get through a lot of that stuff.
Which Priscilla was there for him. Priscilla was there. Just there were some other stuff that, you know, was a factor in the divorce. And just, he was just not healthy whatsoever.
Yeah, and all that stuff, it eventually takes its toll. Does it to anyone. If it can take out the king, it can take out the rest of us.
It's really unfortunate because you bring up Elvis Presley's death, and Lisa Marie Presley died, what was it, last year?
Yeah,
last year, which is very unfortunate. I think it was last year or 2023, one of the two, but you bring that up, and it's just like, man, Priscilla's going through it. Like, that, first she loses her husband, or I should say ex-husband, but then she loses her daughter. And that now it's just Priscilla left, which that's very just, it's just unfortunate.
Anyways, I think that's going to be closing out for this week, or this week's Country Time podcast. As I said, I'm your host, Jeremiah Penrod, joined here with Big Nelly.
We'll see you guys in the next episode of the Country Time podcast.
Listen for more. Thank you, and goodbye. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Country Time podcast.
To listen to more episodes of the Country Time podcast, go to audioboom.com and search up WBDG to listen to the Country Time podcast.